Good weekend to you, everybody. It is, of course, Friday, and that means Read About It's podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. A couple of things today. As we always try to get into whatever's in the pop culture, we will check out Jamie Lynn Spears' womb. We will discuss television, and oh man, it's not. I picked a horrible time to start doing this podcast because I think things are getting worse with every single week. And also, what else is going on? I'll talk a little, very briefly, the primaries. I don't want to get into politics because nothing bores me like politics, because whatever your beliefs are, chances are I think you're wrong. But as a political nihilist, I am just a passenger during primary season, but I just find it hilarious. I really do. All the money that is spent, all the campaigning, that's not really campaigning. There's no, you know, no facts or anything. I find it hilarious. Wasteful, yeah, but hey, it's, you know, you could spend that same money to go watch a Tracy Morgan movie and be upset. Why not just go ahead and invest it in a candidate? I try to track for each candidate the official position to buzzword-filled crap index for each of them, so I'll know who has an idea and who's not just, you know, for whatever the new flag-burning slash gay marriage thing is this year. I believe it's immigration. You know what that is? That's the big topic that's so big that we'll never do anything about it, but for some reason it permeates everything that goes on for the candidates. You know, so I think that's where they're going with that. Meanwhile, gas is like $38 a gallon. I just want to point that out. Okay, no more primary talk. The thing that's really everywhere is this Cloverfield movie. Okay, I'll admit, when the trailer came out or when the commercials came out, I thought it was cool. And then it's been like 3 months and we've still just seen one commercial, basically. Do we really want a monster movie without a monster? I mean, is that it? I can't remember the last time that there was a monster movie that was worth a rat's ass. I mean, that Godzilla remake was awful. King Kong was, I don't know if it was the Jack Black factor or what, but I couldn't even get through it. Of course, it was also, I don't know, what, 7 hours long? I don't remember the last time a monster movie was like the big hit of the summer, the movie everybody wanted to see. But I don't even know if you'll see the monster in this. It honestly looks like they spent the entire special effects budget on that monster throwing the head of the Statue of Liberty down to the ground thing. Because it's in every commercial. We get it. We've seen it. He rips off the head of the Statue of Liberty. Okay, let's move on, shall we? But this is one of those where I think we may not even see the monster. That might be the whole point of the movie. But we've already done that, haven't we? When you don't focus on the event, but you focus on the people affected by the event, wasn't that what 28 Days Later was? Which is why it was so good as a zombie movie, because there were barely any zombies in it. The military is scarier than the zombies and monsters thing, it's been done. I don't know. I see this as being sort of snakes on a plane-y. Everybody talks about it, and then when it actually comes to, you know, push to shove, after the first week, not a lot of people see it. Yeah, could be wrong. I won't be in line the first week. I'll probably be home asleep, just in case you're scoring at home. But I won't be watching TV. That's the thing. I'm starting to phase out some TV viewing because I have realized that they are running out of ideas as fast as they're running out of scripts. Look at what's coming on the air. Of course, we have anywhere between like 0 and 8 shows of our favorite shows still left to air before the writer's strike officially claims that. And the reality shows, I've noticed they are rushing these back into production, and they're trying to put a twist on them. It can't be just the same as it was before. We can't just run American Gladiators, which I don't understand how a show that we made fun of in syndication 15 years ago is now running in prime time. You know? I don't get it. It's like we're just like this far away from running Card Sharks at 8 o'clock on ABC on Wednesday nights. But it's American Gladiator. But let's make it more of a reality show. Let's have Hulk Hogan in it. Let's do The Apprentice. But instead, let's make it with celebrities that all have huge egos and are just hilarious to watch because they don't realize that nobody knows who they are. Let's do that. Let's do Dancing with the Stars, but let's do it without the stars. What do we do next? Do we bring back Survivor, but we put it in international waters so that the winners get to kill and eat the losers? I'm just snowballing it here. How about The Biggest Loser, but they get tapeworms? How about that? Maybe that would work. I expect to see this continue to go downhill as the strike rolls on. And now I find that when I find a show that still has an episode left, you know, I almost wet myself in glee because, like, last night, I saw a new 30 Rock. They had a new 30 Rock and My Name is Earl is on. And I thought both of those were already out and done for the season. And I started to watch them. I thought, maybe I should hang on to these. You know, you want to, like, savor it. It's like a really good treat. But I went ahead and watched him anyway, because that's the kind of impatient guy that I am. The last thing of the day, Jamie Lynn Spears. We talked about this a little while back. Her boyfriend now, you know, her boyfriend, what's his name? Him? That guy? Yeah, whatever. Who knows? He is now, according to some of the things I read last night, dumping her and asking for a paternity test because she's apparently been doing the nasty with somebody, some older production executive, whatever. It's all very OC, Melrose Place, One Tree Hill kind of thing. My God, this is going downhill fast, isn't it? You know, think about this. I talked about Britney Spears last week and about her lawyers leaving her. I record these, of course, Thursday night, Friday morning, upload them to the website. By the time I could get it uploaded, she was already crazier. You know, as I'm talking about, I think she's crazy and I think she's out of money. While I'm doing that, she is, you know, refusing to give the kids back and shaving her head and locking herself in the toilet and going to rehab and, you know, kicking cops around and all. It's, you're never sure where it's going to go, but you're always sure the next thing is going to be entertaining. Not good entertaining, just entertaining. And so, good luck with all that. Nickelodeon has canceled her show, so let's face it, we're about yay far away from never knowing and never hearing from her again until she's on the next round of reality shows, until she's on The Biggest Loser or the Unreal Life or The Surreal Life or whatever. You know, I mean, she didn't even stick around long enough, Jamie Lynn Spears, to have her own Behind the Music. She will only be wrapped into the E! True Hollywood Story on the Spears family. You know, and I don't think that mom's book is coming out. That is it for this week's podcast. We'll be back next week with more. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Reed. This has been Reed About It. And until then, as always, see Chris out.